unguessable. But what is the beginning of Mass? That moment, the beginning of Mass, what is the base of all of us? What is it? Yes?
This one, how should he please? How should he please his heart with fair designs, who sees the design of God over them? He is within the snare and is laying a snare. By your life, neither that will escape, nor will this.
Okay, who is this? This is the RF who has get rid of that shortcoming. Remember the first stuff? He said, the point of view, your crossed eyes, you see double stuff. You need positive and negative to understand something. You don't understand the unity. Why? Intelligence. Remember how intelligence started to work? By the illusion of separation. There is me and the rest of the universe. That separation gave all the animals, mainly the logic, crossed eye view. Everything depends on, is it mine or it's not? Does it happen to me or not? Right? But let's talk about RF here. Why? Because we told all these stories to come back to this, to say, who is RF to us? RF is someone who had gotten rid of this sickness of cross-eyedness. Then he's a different person because his view has been changed, his point of view has been changed. He is a different guy. So logically, sometimes he doesn't make sense. But how else do you want him to be? Yes?
Though 100 herbs grow and fade, there will grow up at last that which God has sown.
If there are so many weeds around, but at the end, what is cultivated will grow up. Means this is not a happening nonsense happening to us. We believe that the universe is something which is created to work. There is thought beyond it, and that thought is the essence of the essence to us. So we believe that that thought will happen, no matter what. Because we don't understand this complexity and how it works. But we know that everything is working. Yes?
He sowed new seed over the first seed. The second is passing away, and the first is sound. The first seed is perfect and choice. The second seed is corrupt and rotten. Cast away this contrivance of yours before the Beloved, though your contrivance indeed is of his contriving. That which Haq has raised has use. What he has at first sown at last grows. Whatever you sow for his sake, inasmuch as you are the Beloved's captive, O lover. Do not hang about the thievish fleshly soul and its work. Whatsoever is not Haq is naught, naught.
Okay, we need another volunteer somehow differently trying this, because if I read this in Persian, suddenly you will see that even my voice will change, because he opened an argument. Remember that he taught a very long session about the form and the essence, and at the end he said, let me tell you stories, irrelevant of right or wrong. I want to put a spotlight on a point, and that point is form and the essence. To us, everything is form. The essence is the thought of a creator of it. Even over there, we talked about it. Remember we said a house first is an idea in the mind of the engineer. Then he will bring in other stuffs. So that essence will happen later, right? Then he talked a little bit about this essence, first that slave that was the best, because over there the connection was made, and the connection means the breath of that essence, that slave with the breath of the king, right? Like this, then he arrived some very specific orders. Do this. But do this is not always specific. What is specific? Do not do this. Don't do anything but this. Then he goes like that. What is the subject? Let's go back a little bit and look at it a little bit carefully. First of all, he said, once upon a time there was some idea, and this universe happened, and everything was working for a little bit long, I believe a couple of billions of years. Then, for so many million of years, all the animals, they came here, and all of them tried to cheat the death. And in a way they succeeded, but they all died. The outcome, which was supposed to be here, is here. This is what the wit, cleverness, logic of the animal is. But remember, it's based on what? All the cleverness of animals is based on cheating and lying. Because cheating, putting a trap, is a clever stuff. And so many animals, they're here because they learn how to do that. But I'm talking about another kind of creature. This Arif guy I'm talking about is different. Why? Because he changed his view. To him, there is no choice between this and that. Because to you, choice is choice. To me, choice is not choice. The difference is between two states of mind, knowing and ignorance. I always say they will bring you two apples. Which one do you choose? Depends how fussy you are and what the color of the apple is and blah, 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 blah. Because you don't know the difference. Then I'll tell you, I've injected one of these apples with cyanide. Then which one do you choose? Yeah, all of you joking, he said, I will choose that one, and that's a good choice. Please do so. But when you know the choice is not a choice, because to me, the essence of my choice is clear. I choose the good. So if I don't know which one is good, okay, I dig. But I'm not digging for something else here. Because to me, the choice is clear. I don't have two sides to choose. There is only one side for me, which is the side of Haq. As simple as that. Yes, Haq is not simple. So what? It's that complicated. But to us, it's simple. Because put them all together, you will see, you need them all to provoke that real emotion which will pull you towards Haq. To say, yes, I will die for Haq. Justice is not enough. Just is not enough. Correct is not enough. Expectancy is not enough. Put them all together and add Rahman and Rahim to it. That's the best for me. Period. So, I'm not looking for choice. I'm looking for the essence. If it works with that choice or not, how did I arrive to this point? One understanding, and one only. Okay, let's look at it. What was the good point about that choice over there in animal life? The choice was knowing the trick to do the stuff right, knowing the trick how to eat, how not to become eaten, how to reproduce. These are the tricks, right? You know what? To me, you just counted 3, 4. What is the essence of this? Essence of that cleverness is created by the Creator. Ah, I love that one. So I surrender all these choices to Him, because He created, He gave me the opportunity to choose. Therefore I choose Him over everything else. Because without Him, I wouldn't have the choice. I will be a simple cheater, like a cheetah. A cheetah with no cheating is a dead cheetah, because he needs to hide, he or she needs to hide to get so close to the subject that before a couple of seconds he could catch it. If not, he will tire. He cannot breathe that long. He needs that cheating. Is it bad or good? Is it bad or good that the snake has a venom? There is no bad and good. Bad and good is when I'm there and it's loud and clear to me. Bad is injustice. Bad is unjust. Sorry if I start with un, because bad is non-existence of good. It doesn't exist. Is non-existence, is a lack of. We talked about existence and non-existence, and we'll come back to that later, but anyhow, here, so the RF is a guy who knows that, okay, all these tricks, but yeah, at the end of the day, the first trick should work. Doesn't matter, this little stuff. So I surrender all my tricks to the guy who created the tricks. Because to me, the value goes to the one that has been declared it, in a way. And at the end, the outcome will be what he wanted. Therefore, this is me. What about you? Whatever you cultivate, do it for Him, because you are enslaved, captured by the Beloved. This action of being captured by Beloved will order you that you do whatever you do for Him. I know who else you want to attend to. Who's the other guy? The ego. The ego who is the thief. Do not attend to its work and do not go around this ego. Whatever is not the work of Hap is nothing to us. Absolutely nothing. So you see all that long talk about the form and the essence was preparation for this, to give you the essence of this path. The essence is this. To us, there is only, the only value to us is Hap. We try for that, and nothing.